So one hope that I have, and with things like poverty alleviation in China and the ways that socialist countries like Cuba have handled the pandemic, I think all of these things really give us an example of what it means to appreciate the contradictions of the world situation, of the class struggle, and it gives us opportunities to foster real solidarity, because that was the whole point of the book, is to forward a vision of internationalism and solidarity. And I think now this moment speaks to that more than ever, when you do have this conflict that the United States is fomenting with China, and you do have divergent paths of economic, political development happening on the world stage. It's not called the New Cold War for nothing. The US and the West literally believe, and in a lot of ways they are right, that China and the countries that are allied with China have different plans for things. Have the plan, they don't want to go up in flames in a smoldering nuclear climate like Holocaust. That's not what they want,
How
right?
dare they?
Exactly, right?
How
So,
dare they have the audacity of wanting to develop on their own terms?
and
How dare
exactly, and
they?
that's a majority of humanity. So, with that said, like, we have an opportunity to really develop a global class war. And learn how to do that amid contradictions, amid the problems within our own society. And I think within the United States, I should say, because I am the American, that opens up opportunities. And I do think that in this time of decline, we haven't really seen it. The United States has for so long been a hegemon, or always developing, right? Like, its capitalist system has had almost 200 year, more than 200 years of development in the pathward in terms of growth and different stages. Now it's on a decline. There really isn't anywhere else it's going to go. There's only austerity, only monopolization, only the wrath of finance, capital, and militarism left at its disposal. And that means that whatever movements happen in the United States, which there will be, it will require more intense and intentional internationalist activity. And that's because it will be a fact, and it already is happening, that a lot of these questions that that China, that Russia are trying to address are essentially placing them in the vanguard of these struggles, because the US is in the West is in no position to address them at this time, short of a monumental class struggle that just isn't here yet. But I think the world situation gives us some reason to believe that it could be here in the relative near future, hopefully in time before the nuclear climate holocaust.